From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently hosted beef buyers from four Eastern European countries, Sweden, Finland, and Norway, for a firsthand look at U.S. beef production, processing, and merchandising. Funded by the Texas Beef Council, the Beef 101 course toured beef processing plants at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, visited retail outlets and restaurants, and the Federation's Denver headquarters. A spokesperson says while U.S. beef middle meats are popular in Europe, the market will be more viable and profitable if more cuts from non-hormone-treated cattle are exported to Europe. The Agricultural Retailers Association is asking the U.S. Department of Transportation for a one-year delay on implementation of electronic logging device rules. ARA Vice President Richard Gupton says they're concerned many agribusinesses are not and will not be fully prepared to meet the December 18 deadline and that manufacturers may not be able to accommodate existing hours of service exemptions currently utilized by ag retailers and distributors. China is finally buying U.S. peanuts at a seriously high level, and farm groups here are doing their best to make sure it stays that way. According to AgriPulse, the USDA reports China is well on its way to buying about $100 million worth of peanuts this year. Compared to just $4 million a few years ago, the U.S. has already sold $29 million worth of legumes to China in just the first 7 months of 2017. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.